Health officials move to cut funding for transgender-related procedures for children. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other officials on December 18 announced new steps they're taking to cut down on breast removal and other sex-rejecting procedures for children. Kennedy signed a declaration that says the procedures are neither safe nor effective for children with gender dysphoria or confusion over their gender. The declaration says those procedures fail to meet professionally recognized standards of care and that medical entities performing them are out of compliance with the standards. This declaration is a clear directive to providers to follow the science and the overwhelming body of evidence these procedures hurt, not help, children, Kennedy told a press conference in Washington. He pointed to a report from the Department of Health and Human Services that analyzed procedures and treatments for gender dysphoria and concluded that many of them carry the risk of significant harms, including infertility and a loss in bone density. The report recommended psychotherapy as an alternative. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services issued two new rules. One rule bars hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid from performing the procedures, and another prohibits federal money from funding them. Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the HHS division, told the briefing that 53% of children are covered under federal insurance. "We're not going to let taxpayer money go to hurt these children," he said. "Institutions can profit enormously from the procedures," Oz said. He cited a 2022 paper that found a vaginoplasty, a surgery that constructs a vagina for a male, costs about $60,000, and a similar procedure to construct a penis runs at $148,540. HHS is also moving to reverse the previous administration's attempt to have gender dysphoria added to the definition of disability in federal law. It plans to issue a proposed rule telling recipients of federal funds that policies limiting the procedures do not violate non-discrimination requirements. Drugs and other transgender-related treatments and procedures used by hospitals and doctors for children with gender dysphoria include drugs that block puberty and cross-sex hormones. Dr. Brian Christine, an HHS official, informed families and providers in a letter this week that those are not safe and effective treatments, based on current evidence. The Food and Drug Administration, another division of HHS, has also sent warning letters to 12 manufacturers of chest binders, used to hide the breasts of females who believe they're another gender. The FDA said that marketing the chest binders to children as a gender dysphoria treatment is a regulatory violation and could lead to seizures and other repercussions if not corrected. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, chairman of the group Do No Harm, praised the steps, describing in a statement to the Epoch Times the Medicare and Medicaid limitation as common sense, evidence-based, and morally imperative. "This is just the beginning, but it marks a major step toward delivering a crippling blow to the child transgender industry," he added. "This is a developing story that will be updated."